looking for a fight, and think you found your match tonight. Allow me to pull up a chair as you smile and say you knew me, and I let you pass me by.
We all have our dirty movies. We all have our things that, you know, we can't really forget. And does that reflect who you are today? And just stuff like that.
Now, Ben, dirty movies. That's a provocative title. Why'd you write it?
It really started about a year ago. I received an anonymous call from a creditor. Basically, they had gotten some old information on some missed payment I had made, you know, in the early 2000s. And they said, you're going to jail and we're representing you. And of course, it's all utter nonsense. It's just a way to get you to call them back and give them your information so that they can, you know, milk you for money. But the only other person that they contacted besides myself was my ex-girlfriend, who I haven't spoken to in 6 years. And it was one of those things where I'm sure she was thinking, man, we broke up for all the right reasons, and now he's going to jail, so I dodged that bullet, when of course, you know, it's all nonsense, and you want to defend yourself, but you know you can't, and it doesn't really do anything. But being an artist, I couldn't really just kind of sit with that, so that manifested itself into a song about an encounter with said ex-girlfriend, and, you know, things that you maybe would like to forget about your past.
Smile and say you knew me, and I let you pass me by. All our dirty movies overwhelm us with a long drawn sigh. Smile and say you knew me, and I didn't even try. Well, all our dirty movies overwhelm us with a long.
Ben, you've done 5 recording projects, and recording in general has an effect on performance, would you say?
Oh, absolutely. I'd say that recording has the effect of kind of focusing and tightening a song. Not to say that performing on a regular basis doesn't do that, but I think that when you're recording, there's something that happens when you are laying something down. I mean, just you realize that you're kind of putting a certain degree of posterity on this song, and it does force you to come together in ways that maybe you wouldn't be thinking about if you're just, you know, playing a regular gig.
Ben, you recorded something called Holy Water, and originally you thought it would be kind of a gospel-y song with a piano accompanying the voice, but it didn't turn out that way.
No, not at all. So when I first started writing the song, it was going to be just a solo piano piece. My intention was to write a Mother Banjo song. For those of you who don't know, Mother Banjo is my wife, Ellen Stanley, and I play in her band as well as others. And it really was just a matter of when I started playing it, randomly at one rehearsal, I was just going through the chords. And he was either my bass player or my guitarist. I was like, what's that? I'm like, oh, this is a new thing I'm working on called Holy Water. And without really thinking about it, they just started playing and jamming to it. And it was almost an instantaneous shift in my brain where I thought, no, wait, this is not going to be a solo song. This is going to be just an absolute barn burner band, you know, kind of late 60s, Buffalo Springfield-y sort of gospel-y tune. And so that's what it ended up being, and I'm really glad that played out the way that it did, because it's a great track.
Holy water, won't you come, been a long time waiting, got a long way to run. Holy water, won't you come, been a long time waiting. Cold winter, soul spinner, picking splinters from the soles of my shoes.
It's not well known to the general public how focused you have to be to perform music. But in rehearsal, you might goof off, and that's what happened with your song, I Can't See.
So I Can't See is a jazzy, kind of Steely Dan-ish slow song with these really cool chords that my guitar player, Cole Mickelson, came up with. And while we were recording it, when we were playing the song back, one of the members, it might have even been me, just started singing those chords and singing the words, I can't see, really, really low. I can't see where the lights go. And we just thought, well, this is hilarious. We kind of need to blow off some steam. Let's just go in and record this way. So we did. And we ended up spending a fair amount of time on something quite ridiculous. But in doing so, in my experience, it actually brings us a little closer together, because we all have this kind of like common sense of humor and jokes, and just makes the whole process a little bit easier.
I can't see.
Ben Cook Feltz sings songs he writes and leads his band. Oh, and knows how to have fun. The web address is bencookfeltz.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.